Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. As you know, at home, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Tammy Grantham. I have lived in Fort McMurray since about 78.
Okay.
Came here at a young age with my parents. And I'm here talking about the Alberta Genealogical Society, Fort McMurray branch.
Okay, so let's just jump into that one first off. What is that tongue twister of an organization do, and what does it mean?
Okay, well, we can break it down to the Alberta Genealogical Society.
Okay.
Which is the AGS part.
Okay.
And that is the provincial board.
Okay.
Genealogy is the study of your own personal family history.
Okay.
Your own roots.
Okay.
Your pedigree.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we were horses and dogs,
okay.
We all
okay.
Be looking for our pedigrees.
Okay.
And we are the Fort McMurray branch. There are, I believe, 11 branches around Alberta.
Okay.
So they would all be Alberta Genealogical Society Brooks branch.
Okay.
We're the Fort McMurray branch.
And so what do you do? Like, do you help, like, just open-ended question. What do you do?
We do. Yeah. We are a nonprofit society.
Okay.
We are a fully functioning library. You walk into our space,
okay,
which is in the Uniform Building, just across the street and
yeah,
down the road.
The old Sports Wise.
Exactly, yeah. Okay.
For the old school people of Fort McMurray.
For the old school people, yes, yeah. Which was, you know, right across from the old Fort Theater.
That's right.
But, we're a fully functional library. You walk
cool.
in, you're going to see computer stations, you're going to see bookshelves.
Okay.
The trick with us is we are helping you to study your own genealogy.
Right.
We don't do it for you.
Okay.
But we're there to help you, teach you how to do it properly.
Okay.
There are proper ways and improper ways.
Very cool.
And so, yeah.
Okay. So it's not like Ancestry.com where, like, you got send in, like, your blood and your spit yeah. and everything. You guys are just going to sit down and show people, like, how to do the research and how to start that process.
Yes. Yep.
Fantastic.
And if you do send in your spit to Ancestry.
Yeah.
We are able to help you decode the information you get back. We
oh,
have one
okay.
special lady who excels at DNA.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of new lingo mm-hmm, in that mm-hmm, field mm-hmm. that is above and over my head.
Okay.
But so we can help you decipher your results.
Very cool.
And what it will tell you.
Very cool.
But that's just one little part.
That's right.
Of your genealogy research.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I got loads of questions. But first off, before I get into that, let's talk about you a little bit. So you moved here back in the 70s as a youngster.
Yep.
So me and Tanner have a question that we like to ask. And there's no right or wrong answer, but we will judge you on it. What high school did you go to?
Composite.
Oh.
That's the right answer. There is a right answer to that question. So.
Class of 84. Figure
okay.
out my age, folks.
Okay. All right, Tanner. There you go. Another check in your box.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Father Merck and he went to Tanner or to Comp. We both were born and raised here. So
okay.
we ask all guests who've been here for a while, what high school did you go to? So,
well,
yeah.
Father Merck only opened when I went to grade 11.
Right. Right.
So everybody, Comp was the only school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's still the only.
You're absolutely right.
There you go. So how did you find yourself involved with this organization?
I had just seen advertisement in the newspaper at the time.
Okay.
Good old Fort McMurray Today.
Right.
And I was, you know, I had three little boys at the time and it was like, wow, they have meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I can have an excuse to get out.
Okay.
So that was it. I started and they were just such a lovely little group.
Right.
That I just kept on going.
And how long has this branch been going for, roughly, in Fort McMurray? Like, if you don't know the exact year, that's fine. But
yeah, from my understanding,
yeah,
it started just as a Fort McMurray study group. So a group of people got together and said, hey, let's look at our genealogy. They just met in someone's basement.
Right.
I want to say 1984.
Okay.
I could be off a few.
Oh, wow.
They grew bigger and wanted to do more things, mm-hmm, discovered the AGS.
Yeah.
And thought they would start a Fort McMurray branch.
Okay.
So I believe they joined the AGS in 89.
Okay.
Type thing. And it's been going ever since.
Okay. Now, you say you're a full-blown library. I have to assume the books that you have, though, are specific to helping people figure out, like, where
absolutely
they come from.
Absolutely.
So,
yep,
like, what would those books be? Like, what are the genre of those books?
Oh.
Are, like, we going back and, like, encyclopedias? Or
No. It starts, can have your basic how-to books.
Okay.
But we bring books, information books. We have a lot of, one collection we have focused on is the Alberta local histories.
Okay.
So, because you, oh, local histories are, you know.
That the makes sense. Yeah.
So we have a lot of those, indexes to census records. A lot of BMDs, which are birth, marriage, and deaths.
Okay.
Or as some people like to say, the hatch, match, and dispatch.
Okay.
A lot of those records.
Yeah.
It's history of places.
Right.
That we have periodicals, which are basically magazines.
Yeah.
From every province in Canada, but also we have a lot from various places around the world. We have some from Australia, some from England.
Right.
Some from, so just because we're here living in Alberta, mm-hmm, does not mean you have to be from
Alberta,
Fort McMurray, or
that's right,
Alberta.
That's right.
To study over in England.
That's right.
Study
that's
your
right.
Because most of us, you go back far enough,
yeah,
you're not from here.
No, that's exactly it, right?
There is a certain special groups of people that trace even further back than us.
But yeah.
So yeah, you can come there and study. But we also have microfilms.
Okay.
Of various records that were, because, you know, we're talking old school.
That's right.
Back before, a lot of CDs with information.
Right.
So, yeah. So, the books are all either on how to, or they're to help you,
right,
discover new names. And it's not only names and dates.
Yeah.
You're looking at places and history.
Right. Right. That,
so, it's you're looking for your story,
mm-hmm,
not
mm-hmm
just the bare data.
Right. Fascinating. So, what's your story? You've obviously, I have to assume, have gone back and tried to, like, map backwards.
And that's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
The first genealogy, you start with you.
Right, right.
So, yes, I started with me. My story, I'm pretty basic.
Okay. Nobody's basic. Everybody
pretty
has
basic.
A,
yeah. My father's people came from Finland.
Okay.
Which makes it very hard to research with the language.
Oh, yeah.
Difference.
Mm-hmm.
And on my mother's side, we're mostly the UK, the greater UK, which would include, you know, Ireland, Scotland, Wales type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's my story. I've gone as far back as 1760,
yeah,
where I like to lay claim to my first legitimate bastard.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say that?
You can say whatever you want. Mm.
There are no rules.
Yeah.
Yes, we're in the parish records.
Yeah.
Was a Robert Corp, mm-hmm, born to a Christine,
okay,
and he's base born.
Which I don't know what that means.
He was no father.
Oh, okay.
They're a bastard.
Okay.
So I call that my first legitimate,
yeah,
bastard, because he is in the records as,
right,
being one.
Right.
And that's as exciting as I get.
That's super exciting, man. You have me riveted.
The fact that you can go back to, what did you say, 1760?
Yes.
Is pretty remarkable within,
yeah,
itself, because I'm pretty sure I can't get past like 1900. So
that's amazing. That is so cool.
It all depends how far back you go. All depends on what records were available.
That's
at
right
the time.
That's
and
right.
That's going on in English, the UK, where church,
yeah,
records, unless they're lost in a fire or,
yeah,
damaged wars. Wars have unfortunately taken a lot of records.
Yeah, no doubt.
But so various lines are various.
Fascinating. Yes. Fascinating. Wow, that is so neat. So, and especially here in Fort McMurray, like you said, the majority of this community just in general is not from here. It's like people come from the East Coast, people come from different countries. Like my parents came from a different country as well. So I'd imagine a lot of the people that utilize your services aren't necessarily local to Fort McMurray or Alberta.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
So, we may have lived here a long time, mm-hmm. but we're not from here.
That's right.
We're all from away.
Yeah. My parents moved here in 77. So they've been here for a long time. However, they're from a different country. So, wow. So how many people do you guys usually see come in and utilize your service? Like, I got to be honest, I've never heard of you guys before. So this is like, I'm fascinated.
Unfortunately, not a lot of people come in and use our services.
Okay.
We're a very small group at this point. We would love to be larger. We would love to have people coming in.
Yeah.
And using the library.
Okay.
It's, you know, we're there to help you.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely telling my mom about you. She'll be fascinated.
Oh, my
about
God.
This.
Your mom will have so much fun.
Oh, yeah. But listen, we came to the point of the show where Tanner has his segment. It's called the Max City Minute. He's going to ask you 5 questions that I have no idea what they're going to be, so I wish you nothing but the best of luck. But before we go into that, we're going to throw to a sponsor ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is one interesting thing you've learned about yourself from your time with this non-for-profit?
That I can be strong when needed to be.
Nice.
Question number two. What is one story of helping someone with their ancestry that stands out the most to you?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I was helping a lady. And we were at the point in her research where she was in Winnipeg area, Winnipeg, Manitoba. And she told me a story about, they said she had something strange with her eyes. Long story. But anyway, we ended up looking, Brandon at the time had a very large mental institute, which is what it was called then. And we found, what is it called, a centigraph with the names of residents who had died there. Okay. And her grandmother's, great-grandmother's name was on that. And it sent shivers up her spine, sent shivers up my arm, because I had also had a great-grandfather in the same mental institute. Okay. Who was buried there. And okay. So that was a story that it was a big find for both of us.
Yeah. Interesting.
Question number three. What is one place in Fort Mac's past you wish you could bring back?
Quietness.
Great answer.
I've been here for a while, so yeah. I like the quietness.
Question number four. What was your favorite game or toy to play when you were a child?
Outside runaround.
And your final question. What is your favorite thing from being able to help families with their pasts?
It's a find. It's just as exciting to find information for somebody else as it is to find the information for yourself.
And those have been your 5 questions.
There you go. Yeah, it was quieter in Fort McMurray back in the day, wasn't it?
It was. Oh, yes. Franklin, you could walk from one end to the other and see maybe 20 cars.
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot less buildings.
That's right.
Our neighbor used to tell us a story about how when he was a kid in Fort McMurray, you used to be able to tell who was coming down Franklin Avenue by the headlights on their car. Because only one person would have a Chevy, only one would have a Plymouth, only one would have a Ford.
Yeah.
My hubby had a Corvette.
Nice. Tanner lives downtown Fort McMurray, and we're not going to say where or his address, but he has an address that literally only has one digit.
Oh, yeah. There's some of them around. Yeah,
which I think is the coolest thing ever. Like, I don't live there anymore, but my parents live in Dickensfield still. And, like, I thought that was, like, old school, but then when you come downtown.
No, people ask me, they're like, where do you live? And I tell them, and they're like, dash what? And you're like, nope, that's just it. And they're like, one number? And you're like, yep.
Yeah. So growing up in Fort McMurray, or not growing up, well, yeah, you grew up here, like you said.
I think I was 11 when I...
11 when you came here. You've seen tons of changes. What was it like actually raising a family here from, like, growing up as yourself and then now having children and raising them here?
Raising them here, I don't think is any more difficult, because sometimes Fort Mac gets a real bad rap.
Mm, yeah.
And I like to say proudly, I raised 3 boys here. Never once had the cops come to my door.
Okay.
Never had any issues with them at school. So Great. It can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done quite well.
Yeah.
Happy to say they're all now, well, probably your age and whatnot. And only one lives still here.
Okay.
But I didn't find, we were out in nature more. We were out skidooing more, camping more, that type of thing.
Yeah. Where did the other boys move to?
One's up in High Level.
Okay.
Apparently we weren't quite north enough for
them. That's right.
And the other one's down in Edmonton.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to High Level.
It's a nice little northern town.
It's north. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. It is nice, though.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I'm a bit prejudiced because we've always lived up north.
That's right.
And I just love a northern town feel.
Yeah,
and
100%.
Fort Mac has lost that, unfortunately. Yeah. We're in a northern city.
We're a city, that's correct.
But, yeah.
And I feel it's lost a little bit of the feel, and it's nobody's fault, but the fire changed the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, those trees aren't there anymore to, like, really, like, hit you in the face. Like, oh, yeah, you're in the middle of nowhere. Like, not having, like, the trees kind of just like, oh, it changed the dynamic of the community for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So I got a question that you brought up. Just as a throwaway, but your husband had a Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of Corvette did he have? Like, what color, I guess?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, a Corvette is a Corvette.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there's generations.
Yeah.
Like, what year was it?
It was, now he's going to get mad at me. 81 or
cool.
80. White. Yeah.
Okay.
T-top.
A T-top.
And his friend had the other white Corvette in town, and the two of them would be racing up and down Franklin.
Does he still have it?
Oh, no.
No? Oh, he wishes.
You can't fit kit. Absolutely. He found, because he still has the VIN number.
Yeah.
And he's been trying to find it.
Yeah.
The original one.
Yeah.
He was able to find that it is still registered in Alberta.
Oh, he found the actual vehicle.
No, we only could find out that it's registered in Alberta. That's all they would tell us. So it's still out there.
You just don't know where.
It's hurting him.
That is so cool that he could potentially, in theory, get his exact same car back.
But also painful. Like, you know it's registered, so it's on the road somewhere.
Yeah.
You know it's in Alberta, but you have no idea where. That'd be haunting me.
Yeah.
He stays glued to the Auto Trader and the old car, whatever.
Oh, I hope he gets it. That would be a story. A headache for you, because it's like owning one of those vintage cars is a money pit, but...
I'm just curious as to how he get in and out of it at this point.
That's right.
But myself, too.
Yeah. Well, it's factual. Like, I have a classic car myself. I have an MG Midget.
Oh, okay.
It's a British sports car. It's super low. Like, it sits lower than this chair. And most people wait to buy it in their retirement. And, like, I'm in pretty good shape. And, like, I can move around and stuff. And it's a challenge for me to get into that vehicle. So I'm thinking, like, man, if I waited to get this in my twilight years, I would just be looking at it. There's no way I'd be going in and out. Even when I go to pick up my parents, my dad is just like, he's been in it like once or twice. And he's just like, I'm good.
Yes. Yeah. I'll just stand here and look at it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, listen, we're running we're at the end because Tanner just tapped his watch. So we're all finished, but before we cut our guests loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. To everyone out there in Fort McMurray, please come and visit our Alberta Genealogical Society Fort McMurray Branch Library. We're located in the basement of the Unifor building, which is the old Sportswise. At this point, we are only open Saturdays, but you can go to our Facebook page at YMM Genealogy. We're more than happy to set up a personal one-on-one interview, not really interview, but appointment to help you and show you what we can do.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. hanging out downstairs. They're smoking before we started. And you can see, like, we've hung out with Pete in, outside of his uniform. And people just, walk by us and they don't think anything of, he's just a civilian. And all of a sudden he put on his, like, police uniform and you just saw everybody just act like, started to, like, stand upright and best behave. And you're just like, what's going on here? Yeah. Like, Pete, man, you put on that uniform. People recognize, right?
Yeah.
Even I came out for a cigarette and I was like, oh, shit, am I allowed to do this here? And then I saw Pete, like, pull out a cigarette and let it up. I was like, oh, we're good.
Yeah. How are you doing? Yeah. All right. You ready to go, Tanner?
Yes, sir.
Okay, point me in.